Have you, as part, and I not only mean you, but your staff as well, as part of learning the context, have you actually, you've gone to Rwanda and visited some of the sites of the terrible events there?
Yes.
Yeah.
My first contact with Rwanda was amazing, if I can use this word.
I think I understand.
You understand.
Go ahead.
I went to, yes, that was my first mission. I was coming from here. And I was very, 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 very reluctant. I didn't know what I would see there. I didn't know how I would feel. I didn't know what was, you know, the feeling, how people will behave. I don't know. I didn't know. What I knew was just what I have seen on the TV when these things have happened, and what I have heard here. And that was just the beginning. It was the court was not working in a daily basis. We didn't have the trial didn't start really. And I was just really 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 scared. I don't know, but I was not so comfortable because I did not know what I will find there. And I went there. I was surprised first of all. We were in 19. End of 1996, I think, or beginning of 1997. I saw people very, I don't know, but the towns of Kigali seems to be a town where, I mean, after these years, it's like nothing has have happened there like that. But anyway, I was still not really comfortable. I was sure that I would see at the corner of a street, maybe, you know, I don't know, a body laying down there, forgotten, or whatever. So something which can remind me about the genocide, because 1 million people or something like that died in... it should be some... how to say... Something, yes, anyway... You will, in any case, find something which will remind you what have happened there. Anyway, but that was not the case. Fine, and I went to see the director of the information at that time, Orange Four, someone called Major Wilson, and we were talking together. And I told him, "Listen, Major, I have a problem because we are in 1997. I think 3 years ago or 2 years and a half ago, genocide have happened in your country. Millions of something like between 800 and 1 million people have been killed here. And I don't see anything which remind me that these things has happened." I told him I was, I saw bullets on the walls or on the buildings, you know, these of the bullets on the building, but something like, you know, people how they have suffered and things like that. He told me, "Okay, yes, I understand what you mean. But let me organize for you a visit of a site of genocide." That was maybe the... Anyway, the day after, he organized for me a visit of a site. And I went to...
Do you remember which site it was?
Not Nyamirambo, Miyamirambo, something like that.
Uh-huh. Mirambi?
Mirambi, sorry,
yes.
Mirambi.
No, near Butare.
Near Butare, the site of Mirambi, on yes. That small hill on the city wall.
Yes.
And I went there that day, it was raining. It was raining, as we say, you say, cats and dogs, it was raining. That was my first contact with that site. It was sad. It was sad. Until now, I have these images. I have these pictures on my mind. That was I was already shocked. I get in that school, you know, because it has been
a setting. I have been
there. In a school in that small hill, I visited that place when I saw the bodies. Some bodies were lying there. The clothes were there. And because it was raining, you know, it was also a smell coming from. I was, until now, when I think about that, I'm really shocked. Yes, that was my first contact with the site of genocide. And what I saw there, I mean, you know, I cannot describe it. I cannot.
I won't ask you to. Did that make a difference to you in your approach to your job, if you will? Having seen a place like that, and how did it?
But as I say, it is yes. If I can. But whatever I have to do, to do my job, I have, especially in this area now, reporting on the work of the tribunal, I try to do it the best I can, because I think that this is part of what I can, you know, bring on these for these Rwandans, to help them understand what have happened, and help them also to build a new society. But yes, I think that it have changed my view. Yes, of.
I'm going to go to a different place now for a minute, but thank you for sharing this with us.